Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In the bleak landscape of our current existence, where the surface of our once bountiful planet writhes under the choking smog of industrial fallout and the oceans surge with the tears of melting glaciers, humanity's survival stories often mirror our harrowing reality. But beneath our feet lies a network of natural catacombs, a labyrinth as complex as the problems we face above. Survival resilience, a tale of adaptability and ingenuity, unfolds in these subterranean depths. The very ground upon which we tread conceals a potential solution, a sanctuary insulated from the cataclysmic events that have left the Earth's surface a ruthless dystopia. Guided by the faint flicker of bioluminescent organisms, once seen as mere curiosities, these cave-dwelling forms of life may carry the torch for humanity's persistence. Our journey brings us to the avant-garde of human resilience, small, scattered communities secretly embracing an existential metamorphosis. They have migrated underground, forging a life in the abyss. They extract minimal resources with reverence, cultivating sustainable biomes where traditional agriculture is but a distant memory. It is a testament to human adaptability, crafting self-sufficient havens in darkness ever so deep. Yet, inhabiting these dark passages does not come without grave risks. The physiological and psychological toll on our subterranean dwellers is just beginning to surface. Vitamin D deficiencies, disrupted circadian rhythms, and a haunting sense of isolation are but a few of the challenges these modern-day troglodytes face. Moreover, the philosophical implications of a life lived in perpetual shadow are profound. Understanding that their existence, away from the sun's embrace, is a dark parody of life above, they find solace in the fact that they, at least, still live. The irony of their plight is not lost on us. We are delving deeper into Earth to escape the very damage caused by delving deep for resources. In our insatiable quest for minerals and energy stores, as highlighted in our earlier piece, Uncharted Depths, the Unseen Perils of Deep Earth Mining, have we not learned that such depths are to be respected, not exploited? Turning to the furtive eyes of these underground pioneers, one is met with a resilience that defies the doom-laden narratives spun by the world above. Their lives, a harmony of existential conservation, are as much about surviving as they are about preserving what remains of the Earth's once abundant gifts. It is a narrative of less, a culture of conservation where each drop of water, each breath of air, and each morsel of food is sacred. But the question that echoes through the cavernous expanse lingers mournfully. Can humanity thrive buried within the earth? Or are we simply delaying the inevitable conclusion of our environmental follies? Our chronicle is not just one of profound discovery, but a harrowing reminder. As the surface world continues its slow demise, Earth's catacombs offer not only insight into the human spirit's tenacity, but also an alternative plane of survival. A stark, somber memory of the world we lost. In the end, these environmental pioneers may just be the custodians of the tattered remnants of humankind. Here, in the husk of Earth's labyrinthine bones, they stitch together a present untouched by the sky's fiery temper. Theirs is a tale of courage, frugality, and above all, survival resilience, etching a crude map for those who wish to find hope in a world otherwise absent of it.